Well, isn't that good?
I'm already used to the way things are. Before you came, I was thinking about how much time I'd wasted in the same place while my friends had moved on and either went bankrupt or did better than they had before. It made me very depressed. Now I can see that it hasn't been too bad. The shop is exactly the size I always wanted it to be. You know, I don't want to change anything because I don't know how to deal with change. You see, I'm used to the way I am.
The boy didn't know what to say. The old man continued,
"You've been a real blessing to me. Today I understand something I didn't see before. Every blessing ignored becomes a curse. I don't want anything else in life. But you are forcing me to look at wealth and at horizons I've never known. Now that I've seen them and now that I see how immense my possibilities are, I'm going to feel worse than I did before you arrived. Because I know the things I should be able to accomplish, and I don't want to do so."
It's good I refrained from saying anything to the baker in Tarifa, thought the boy to himself. They went on smoking the pipe for a while as the sun began to set. They were conversing in Arabic, and the boy was proud of himself for being able to do so. There had been a time when he thought that his sheep could teach him everything he needs to know about the world, but they could never have taught him Arabic. "There are probably other things in the world that sheep can't teach me," thought the boy as he regarded the old merchant. "All they ever do really is look for food and water, and maybe it wasn't that they were teaching me, but that I was learning from them."
"Maktub," the merchant said finally.
"What does that mean?"
"You would have had to have been born an Arab to understand," he answered. "But in your language it would be something like, 'It is written.'" And as he smothered the coals in the hookah, he told the boy that he could begin to sell tea in the crystal glasses.
Sometimes there's just no way to hold back the river.